Blog Talk Radio.
Getting a lot of rain and all that good stuff, you know.
I've had enough of the rain.
I know.
I can't deal with it. It's so depressing.
It makes everything
look pretty, though, so I can't complain.
It does. I said it saves on the water bills for everybody to have to water their grass.
Uh-huh.
Oh, goodness gracious. I can't complain either about my week. But tonight I think we have some interesting topics going on, and I think everybody, it's going to grab everybody's ears, you know, and it's awesome. It's kind of deep, you know, because it's a problem. So without further ado, if everybody has their ears glued and ready for me, I have I would like to offer the first topic.
Go for it.
Okay, now the first topic of the evening is how do you deal with a relationship that the family doesn't like or get along with your mate? How do you handle a relationship where the family doesn't like your mate?
Well, me myself with that situation, I would first off, I'm not in the relationship for my family nor his family to like it, you know. But it would help. It helps to get along, everybody to get along.
Right.
You know, in that case, I would have to keep my distance because if that's who I choose to be with, and if I like it, you should love it.
Oh, exactly. Right. That's a good point. That really is a good point.
It's going to be people that you deal with, period, that others don't like. I mean, what am I supposed to do, like, get somebody to your happiness and likes? I don't think so. I'm the one that's supposed to be happy. You know, and then at the same token, you may not even know this person. So how are you going to dislike them?
Right. Exactly. Got to get a chance to know them.
Exactly. Yeah. But you know, a lot of times what happens is when you bring family into a relationship, you know, you tell them, well, you know what, me and him had it out and blah, 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 me and her had it out. Then that makes that family member look at that person differently.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of the day, you two still together. Then what? So that's my input on it.
Yeah, okay.
It's definitely a deep topic. I must say, wow, I have been in that type of situation. My family, though, however, loved him to death and accepted him for, you know, who he was. But on the other hand, his side of the family from day one never liked me and always treated me some type of way, no matter what I did, whether I kicked butt or whether I, you know, was just normally me. It was just always these horrible looks, nasty attitudes, and you know what? It's something that was hard to put up with, hard to deal with. It's painful. And it was a lot of years, a long time, you know? And still, when I see a lot of these people, they just look at me like, it was painful. It still is, I must say.
Well, some people just have that attitude, and that's just them. They don't want their family member to be with anybody. You know what I'm saying? Unless they choose. That's the way I feel.
Well, as far as myself, I also went through that at first. And what I did was I went to my mate and let him know, like, listen, you're going to have to check your family, number one. Let them know that it's about me and you. You understand what I'm saying? And you go to them without jumping out of character or anything and let them know that this is what it is. Now, if they personally have a problem, we could talk about this. You know what I'm saying? Because we're going to be together. You know what I'm saying? Y'all don't have to like me or whatever, but at the same time, there's family functions you're going to be at, there's holidays and all of that stuff where you're going to mingle. You're going to come into play with each other sometime or another. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And to somebody who's genuinely into their mate, it's important to them what their family, if they're family oriented, I should say, it's important what their family thinks. You know what I'm saying?
People.
And they do value their family's opinions.
Right.
So a lot of times they have to put that in check at that point. We got to put this in check. Okay, this is where we're going to be. Nobody's going to be disrespected. And we all going to have to learn to find some happy medium here.
Right.
So,
yeah, some people, though, are just a little bit, you know,
some people are ghetto. Go ahead and say they're ghetto. Some people are ghetto. We can't forget that.
Right.
We have to look at some of the families. Not all families have a, you know.
Right.
Right.
You got some people that are born with book knowledge and no common sense. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
so you have
yes.
It's pros and cons.
All different walks of life. All different walks of life. And unfortunately, you know, some of these situations just don't get resolved, and it hurts. It hurts.
It does.
The relationship. Now, we could have had problems in our relationship as it is. You know, with my issue, we had problems as it is, as it was, even before the family knew. You know, but. Which we never should have been together before, you know, from day one anyway. We were just poisonous to each other. But we had to go against the grain and just wanted to be, you know, when you're young, you're hard-headed,
right.
But anyway, I'm grateful that I evolved into the beautiful butterfly that I am, and now that I can look at it with a different perspective and not, you know, end up, because there are so many times where I stepped down, stooped down to their levels and got ghetto with them. And, That's what I'm talking about.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Trying to maintain your character without what I'm saying? I got these people out here got me acting like a fool. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not worth it. In the end, it's not worth it because I can't lose who I am because of, trying to make these folks happy.
So when he went and spoke to him, how did it turn out then?
Huh?
No, I was asking Angie.
Uh-huh.
After she talked to her mate, and did he go forth to them and talk to them, and how did it turn out?
Oh, absolutely. He went to his peoples and let them know, like, listen, we're together, whatever. She's did such and such for me. We've been there for each other, whatever, and it can't be no disrespect. It shouldn't even be a problem because y'all don't even deal with each other on a constant basis. You know what I'm saying? It's once in a blue moon that we even see each other. So all of that other stuff is not necessary. You know what I'm saying? You have certain members that you get along with. Like, I got along with his sister like she was my sister and still do to this day. But as far as everybody else, like, listen, if I see you, I see you. I don't.
Right.
But he did. He checked that, and they learned to respect my position when it came to our relationship.
My ex-family's mother was like, my ex-husband's mother, she was, I don't know what her problem was, but it was just crazy the way, you know, she was one of them that would rather see him with this person or that person than their parents. Man, I wasn't with that. You know what I'm saying?
I know that's right, T.
Yeah.
Please.
Because,
you know, when you're in a situation like that, you have people that antagonize a situation. They'll try to create things that are not there. It's just not healthy.
But I couldn't disrespect the woman because that was his mother.
That's his mom,
and he was
right.
my husband.
Right.
Yeah, you get to a point where you gotta look at it also. Okay, mom is mom, but honey, I need to let you know that you need to talk to your mom. Now,
amen.
And we grow. We're both grown. I'm grown and mom's grown. Yeah, she got some years on me, maybe, but respect factor. I know in my situation, my mate at the time, his mother didn't have a good man, you know, and nor was his father around. But, you know, still, I tried to be that nurturing white lady and just try to help out as much as I can. But mom just never had a man of her own.
Do you really feel that we're meant to be?
Mike, are you there? You're running from us already, Mike?
You know Mike ain't gonna run from nobody.
No, yeah, he ain't running.
See what I tell you. He come in with his class.
Yeah. We can good evening, now. Mike. Welcome to Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad. How are you this evening?
I'm chilling like a villain.
Okay. Shoot, if I had your hand, I'd cut mine off. What's going on?
You don't want to do that. You might want to show yours back on.
Oh, Lord. It's all gravy, though. How you doing? All right?
I'm all right. I can't complain. I'm listening to some tunes, but I called in.
Okay. Did you hear our topics for the evening? Our topics?
What's your topic?
Our topic tonight is our first topic, because we do have two topics. But our first topic is how do you handle a relationship in which your family doesn't like your mate?
All right, I'll tell you like this. Now, if me and my mate got a strong relationship, then my family got to handle it. So they better learn to like
her. Mm-hmm. Well, that's right. Yeah, I know that's right.
So if I'm happy with that person, they ain't the ones that got to be with us. So you're not going to make my life miserable because you don't like my people.
Right. That's exactly what I said, Mike. And you see, that's always been my motto. You can spend an entire lifetime trying to please people that are never satisfied anyway. So, like, listen, we can already check this. Grab it by the handle.
Some people are just built that way, though. With attitude, you know?
Yeah, but yeah, like you said, you know, and see, people don't understand that. Now I'm speaking as a marriage point of view. Once you get married, your family is your wife first. As bad as it sounds, sure you love your mother, sure you love your parents, you love your family. Your wife comes, your spouse comes first.
Some people never realize that. But I went through it. Some people never realize
his mother. I birthed him. Oh, I'm her mother. That's my daughter. Like, listen, once you get that husband, she created her own family or his own family.
Mm-hmm.
Now you come secondary. Well, God comes first. I'm sorry. Yeah. God comes first, and then it's your wife or your husband.
But if you don't have that foundation correct, there is no success. God and the wife, and then the family. A lot of people don't realize that, and there's such a failure.
Yep.
There's so many failures, and I definitely can say that I went through that. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad I made it. I'm glad that I have the love of God first. I put the love of God first. Because there were times where I was addicted to the relationship, addicted to the man. And I had to get it together. I had to take that fall, of course, when I woke up and I realized, priorities in order. God first, myself, then the husband, and then, you know, my family. But unfortunately, my other half was not on that same wavelength.
Right, they don't have the same value.
But you know what? That's got to be a miserable feeling, you know, to
be around
in a family outing.
Depression, insecurity, it brought out all sorts of stuff. I started drinking, I started getting high. Let me tell you, I am grateful that I got through it and that I came out of it and that I am the person that I am today. Anyway, we have Dave on the line. We're going to bring Dave on, y'all.
Okay, let's go.
Dave is in the building. Welcome, Dave. Are you there?
Hey. I am
Hello.
Here. Hello.
Good evening, Dave. How are you?
Man, I'm better off right now. I mean,
your phone's breaking up. Yeah.
I said I'm better than the watermelon on the vine. Right? Can you hear me?
You're better than the watermelon on what?
Off the vine, baby. Because I'm about to feed the whole world right now. Listen.
Ah, wow, that's beautiful.
Hey,
okay.
Mike, what's going on, Mike?
What it be, Dave? What it be, my man? Billy Gray?
Man, everything is everything. Listen, we about to blow this show up tonight, and I'm going to start off with this.
Oh, Lord.
First off, hold on, ladies. I didn't even say it. Hold on a minute. First off, why don't they like my mate? That's the question I got to ask. Because, number one, here's the thing. Did they do a background check on my mate? Did they check Facebook? Did they check their Twitter? Did they check their MySpace? You know, listen, is it a personal reason? Do they want it for themselves?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, so this is we got to get down to the nitty gritty. Why don't you like my female? You know.
But now, let's get some facts going here. I agree with you. Let's get facts going here. What's the problem?
Yeah.
You know what I think it is personally? I think they're afraid of giving up that control that they felt they had over their child. You understand what I'm saying? It's like, I'm not going to lose to her. I'm not going to lose to him. You understand what I'm saying? So it's a power, you're power struck at one point. Like, I'm not giving up that control. That's my son. My. Like, now you possess a grown-ups. No.
Can that be y'all female?
We're not going to get into battle of the sexes, Mike. We're going to end that right there. And we're going to stick to our topic before you hurt yourself.
You got some people that just don't like others, period. They just have an attitude problem at the end of the day.
Well, I think it's they have something personal going on where they don't like something about themselves. And they're jealous.
That's where it starts.
Jealousy. You know.
But here's my problem. Your son has needs, and those needs cannot be fulfilled by his family. You understand what
I'm
saying? So I'm going to have to go out there and... Huh?
But at the end of the day, still, like, you know, again, I think that's just jealousy, regardless of what they can do for the person or not. It's just jealousy.
Right. You know, because...
Not wanting to give up that control.
He's spending more time with me. He's spending on me. We are doing X, Y, Z that you're not doing. You know,
it's
you could have been doing the same thing, or you could be doing the same thing.
But you know, when you got that mama's boy like that, though, when you have that mama's boy like that, because the son has to man up and speak for himself. In my, you know, situation, I had I think little boy syndrome or something. Dude never grew up. Would never detach from mommy's breast. You know, mommy was his everything. Meanwhile, I'm sorry to say, mommy was definitely not all that.
The truth might have been a problem why she didn't like you then.
Exactly.
Because she never had the happiness that she see you two guys have.
Exactly.
You know.
It was just a messed up situation. Like I said, I'm grateful. I'm so grateful that I got my peace of mind, that I am just so good right now.
Mike, I don't understand why would you just say it was women, because you have some men out there that are trying to bully their sister's man or their mother's man or something like that. So don't say it's just women.
I have a brother.
I'll take
a
majority. It's a majority of y'all.
It's always the majority, because the ratio is for every man is 8 women. That's why it always seems that way. It just appears that way. Because of the ratio from man to woman. So we ain't not going to stop. We ain't going to do that. You don't want to get a spanking on your hand tonight,
so,
right?
Just because us women are smarter than you guys, you know, hey.
Oh, here we go. Now, Mike, here we go now with that.
You see where they're going with it?
You know what?
Come on, let's get it popping. You want? That's what you want to do. Dave said he was going to tear the line up tonight. Let's see what you got. Let's see what you got going on.
Hey, Mike, now they're saying that we are who we are because we're plugged into a genius. You believe that nonsense?
Mm-hmm. Say that again?
I said, men are who we are because we are plugged into a genius, meaning the female. Is that what you're saying?
Your phone breaks up, so I'm hearing bits words.
All right, let me call you back.
Okay.
Of course
I'm sure you did,
Mike.
I'm sure you did. You're probably sitting next to each other calling. Let me find out.
What did he say? What did he say, Mike?
Yep.
Mike, translate to us what he said then, being you heard every word, if you don't mind.
Y'all done made me forget what he said.
That
was only 2 seconds ago, so no.
Excuses are like booty holes. Everybody has one.
When y'all females be talking like y'all be talking, you make a person lose train of thought.
Because you got to realize, in certain situations,
that person may, you may see that person doing something that that last person was doing.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And that's what brings
mm-hmm.
it in. But you got to learn how to control it and see that person as, this is not the person you're with. This is somebody totally different.
Right, right.
You understand?
Yeah.
And then to bring it up, you know, like with the new mate, you know, it's only going to just make matters, like it's going to be, what word am I looking for? It's just going to cause confusion constantly.
Yeah, it's going to be detrimental is what it's going to be.
If you be like, well, you know what? Jerry used to do the same thing. You make me sick doing it. Okay, there your problem is.
Mm-hmm.
You
mm-hmm.
bring
comparing.
Up your old baggage.
Mm-hmm. Comparing.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
exactly. It's going to constantly happen. It's going to keep happening.
And you know what it does? I mean, doing that, all you're doing is destroying your own trust. Because you have to some way, somehow, cut into all ties with that prior relationship. Like, especially if you don't have children. And then once your children get to a certain age where they can communicate on their own, that's between you and him. You understand what I'm saying? That's between you and the kids. I mean, that's the spouse and the kids has nothing to do with me. You have to we got to cut ties with that old thing. Otherwise, you're still holding on to something.
Right.
Yeah, because, I mean, you know, hey, if there's going to be conflict and confusion,
mm-hmm.
then, you know, that old baggage is still there.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if you call my house, you know, because you and him got kids, but you saying, well, I don't want to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute, excuse me.
You
call my home, number one.
Mm-hmm.
And now this child is a part of us both.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Y'all look at it.
Right.
Yeah.
So how can I accept you and not accept your children?
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to happen, not with me.
Yeah.
Even though my kids are grown, still, you have to accept what's a part of me. And they are a part of me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there ain't going to be no one way you accept mine and I don't accept yours.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever Sue did back in the day, I ain't got nothing to do with that.
Right.
You're dealing with Sue now, not Sue.
Right. Right.
Well, sounds like a personal problem.
You got it, but and my thing is, if you're totally not over that old one, don't start nothing new until that door is shut. That's the only way you're going to enter into something without bringing that old stuff
mm-hmm.
with you. You got to make sure all them other doors is closed.
Oh, yeah.
Establish that we're co-parents. We done been there, done that, whatever. I'm over that. Now I can move on. You understand what I'm saying? And how you really know, you'll see them with somebody else and still speak.
Yeah.
I think I have my man on the line. I think I have my man on the line
right now.
Huh?
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Let me tell you what happened there just now, Mike. My GQ family put a trace on my phone, and that's why it was breaking up like that. I don't think they like my name.
Oh, my God. You better cut it off while you can.
Oh, Lord.
All right.
Here's what I did say before I got cut off. I said that what you're saying is that men are who they are because they're at times plugged into a genius, meaning the woman. Is that what you're saying?
You say because they're what?
Plugged into, meaning...
Plugged
you know.
Into? Yeah. No, I didn't say anything about being plugged anything. No,
Having sex with a woman. Having sex with a woman, basically.
What? No. Wait. You kind of lost me on that one, James. We gotta have to bring that up.
I have to break it down. Okay, listen.
No. Men are the way they are is because of where that's just a man for you. And like I said, it appears that women do more than men because of the ratio. Look, the ratio is for every one man, there's eight women. So it always appears that the woman is doing something. So, but 9 out of 10 times, a woman's reacting to a man's action. She's reacting. There's a reaction. That means that's after the fact. You understand that? Did you catch me on that one?
I don't think he did. I don't think he heard.
I was told by a man that Everything I do, I'm reacting to what you're doing.
What? Oh, oh Lord, have mercy. The devil's alive.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Listen.
Okay, Angie, hit him with that second topic.
We got the second topic going on, Dave. Are you there?
I'm here. I'm just holding on for a minute because I'm about to blow you up real quick.
Okay, that's all good. I'm ready for you. But the next, the second topic is, how do you enter into a new relationship without bringing old baggage? Oh, you coughing?
No, that was me. Excuse me.
Oh, okay.
You know what? Blame it on my man.
That's
I'm just asking. Dave, you heard that?
Yeah, I said that's almost impossible.
It's almost impossible. So what steps do you feel is necessary to enter into a new relationship without the old baggage?
Because here's what happens. To be in your present, you first have to experience your past. Your past is what makes your future. And if you're in a relationship that was, say, traumatic, that's going to make the decision in your next mate. If you was in a relationship that the person was abusive, listen, your next relationship is going to be somewhat on eggshells. I'm like, you follow what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to bring that baggage. That baggage is going to come. It's how you deal with that baggage that makes the difference.
True.
Well, like we were saying, though, in order to enter a new relationship without the old baggage, you have to make sure that that door is closed before even entering into that new relationship. You make sure everything you had in you for that relationship is a dead issue.
Right,
otherwise, you are going to
bring it. That's hard to close that door, especially
in sure. I didn't say it was easy.
Yeah.
It can be done. It can be done. Trust me.
That's a tough issue because, listen, if I have kids with a previous mate and I have to deal with my kids, you have to kind of deal with that mate as well.
Well,
you know,
that, naturally, you're going to be co-parents.
Where you don't have to deal with them, is what I'm saying.
Right, yeah. Yeah, we brought that up.
But
yeah.
while they're young, you got to deal with them. You know?
You have to,
right?
There's
how you deal with it.
Right.
You know, listen, like sometimes, like Mike said, you got to crack them to the white meat.
Hold up! I can't condone any kind of violence. I can't say I agree on that one. It can't be boxing nobody out or whatever. But that goes back to a couple of shows that we did before, where you have to know what you're dealing with before you get involved. You understand what I'm saying? Even though some people are deceiving, people can be very deceiving at times or whatever. But do your homework. Do your homework.
At the beginning. But then they mess around and marry them or whatever.
Yeah.
Move in with them.
3 months into the relationship and y'all get married and all that.
Listen, no, you be ready to move out that next week or get a divorce the next week.
Listen, I got a question for you. You said do your homework, right?
That's do your homework.
How many years do you think it takes to do your homework?
Right. Oh, that's a good one.
Well, that varies. That can be, you know, it depends on the person. Like,
on
if you're constantly questioning this person, like, you know, when you're fresh into a relationship, if you have a lot of questions in the gate, it ain't going to take no more than a year to do your own work.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what
it
I'm saying?
It like that.
Sometimes that's not even necessary at all. Sometimes that's not even necessary. They are stand-up people in this world, believe it or not. There's still some stand-up people in this world where that's not necessary at all. But again, if that question is arising within that first two to four months, I'm going to say, if you're constantly questioning something that's going on, it's not going to take you a year to do your homework.
True.
Mm-mm.
That's true.
Okay.
I mean,
right, now
if
check
you
this
keep
out.
Repeating and doing the same thing over and over again,
mm-hmm.
the same attitude,
me.
The same problem, then you know that problem is going to continue. It's not going to stop.
And you know what the homework is, right? The homework is not necessarily going out snooping on this person or anything. That homework is right there at home, right there in you. You already know what you like. You already know what you stand for. You already know what's accepted in your circumference. That's what your homework is. It ain't necessarily going out snooping. Everything else is going to come to you. You ain't got to go looking for anything.
Exactly.
All right, that sounds good. Check this out. All right, 20 years. Do you think that's enough time to figure out your homework? 20 years?
Ooh, 1 wow. year? Sure. Sure it is. 20, I think so.
20 years. 20 years.
Huh? 20.
20.
Oh, 20 years? Shit. That, oh, excuse 20 me.
Years.
Shoot, that's a whole lifetime. You after 20 years, if you haven't figured out what's going on with this person, then you wasn't even looking. You didn't even care. You accepted what it went along with that territory. 20 years is a lifetime.
Like the song say, if you don't know me by now, you'll never know me.
You'll never know me. Come on now. Stop playing.
If you don't know me.
Come on. Let's get that karaoke popping.
If you can't communicate me within that 20 years, then you need to go and kick rocks. I'm done.
Yeah. Yeah. Kick rocks with flip flops in your hands and your pocket.
Stop playing. 20 years is too much.
20 years is a long time. Again, that's a lifetime. That's an entire lifetime to, you know, to be with somebody and, you know, and not know what they have going on. You know
and
what I'm saying?
Going through confusion.
Well, here's what I said that. You're married for 20 years, and after 20 years and children and everything is involved, you decide that, listen, this is not working. We need to part ways. We need to, you know, make a new life. So
it happens, though.
In a marriage, listen, in a marriage, you've got 20 years invested, so now you have to move on because guess what? After 20 years of marriage, you still didn't know that person. So that's why I ask you, what is a legitimate time for you to actually say about, you know, doing your background search or research
like
or whatever
Angie
the case
said,
is?
Like Angie said, and I'm taking it running with this, Angie said there are still stand-up people out there. And I got to say that I wasn't one of those type of people that would stand up and just be like, uh-uh, I'm not taking that. I was the type of person that would you know, sit back for a long time and just deal
mm-hmm.
with it because of my mm-hmm. self-esteem. And I was one of those people that was in one of those 20-year marriages that just drug on and on and on and on.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
you know, but now, Angie, I got to thank you for that one. I'm going to own up and be that stand-up type of person.
That's got to be that person.
No,
exactly.
I like that term.
Yeah, you got to be that stand-up type of person. You have to know you. You know why? Because you can't control what anybody else does. You can't control how they act, how they think.
Okay, listen. I see you guys a little heated. I'm actually going to be telling my age
right now. We're talking here. We're talking.
Listen.
Yeah.
I'm going to be telling my age right now, but just now you just said on and on and on and on. You know the first thing came to my mind? The beat goes down to the break of dawn. You guys remember that song?
The beat goes on to the break of dawn.
I don't remember about that. I don't remember about that. It's like that's the age.
We got chicky chick coming on, y'all.
Let's go, chicky chick. Chicky
What's
Chick.
Up? How y'all doing, man?
Good evening. How you doing, Chicky?
I'm chilling. I'm sitting back listening to y'all. Y'all be wailing.
He said we be wailing. High five, Chicky, on that.
We just begin you pump it up for the next episode.
For some sad news, man. I don't know if I might be around for now if I get all the plans. I got called in for a show, man. I'm being real blunt right now, man. I can't stop telling jokes now, man. I'm everywhere now, man.
Hey, listen. There's nothing wrong with growth.
You sound like a little horse.
Yeah, I've been out, man, like, you know what I mean? Two things that a man don't really want to do, man. You know what I mean? Going out with your wife to get her hair done and looking for a house, man. I did both today. I'm kind of tired, man.
You got wore out today, huh?
Yeah, man.
Hey, listen, you look at the end of that picture. Don't worry about it. You're going to be all right.
I don't know. I'm trying to wait for her to come out the wig spot right now.
You can't be telling your wife business now. Can't be telling her business.
We just got the shortcut. She wanted the shortcut. She wake up and say, I want the longness back. I gotta say, like, I said, we can't put it back together. I mean, we can buy something to cover it up, though, you know?
Well, see, that's one of our perks. You know, understand what I'm saying? If we don't have it, if we want it, we can go buy it. You understand what I'm saying? I could be bald today and have head in my head tomorrow.
Wait a minute, Angie. The men can do it too now. They doing it now.
Oh, you know what? They are doing it. But that's a whole show.
Even with the dreads. I was at the beauty shop, and this guy was getting some extensions for dreads.
Oh, yeah,
where they do that?
That's a YouTube moment.
So, before, I'm going to let y'all know, I'm not going to bring no seriousness to y'all topic, man. But I just want to make sure that I'm right on y'all topic that y'all talking about, man. So, can somebody fill me in just so I can be corrected so I make sure I ain't off right now?
I am going to give you both topics, okay?
I'm ready. Hold on. I'm about to buckle up. I'm ready. Let's go.
Buckle up. All right. The first topic is, how do you handle a relationship whose family doesn't like your mate? And the second one is, how do you enter into a new relationship without the old baggage?
I'll be having tough ones. Like, y'all really be hosting these things.
Listen, this is big business right here. This big business, Chicky Chick, just like your comedy, baby.
Now, is the first one, is that short? Is that like straight up, you know they don't like your person or your mate? Like, I've been with my wife 14 years, and she just swears people don't like her. And it's like the total opposite. But you just talking about straight up, like, you know, they say like this, I don't like that chick you with.
Right.
We're talking about the family, yeah.
Yeah, your family.
I mean, I guess it depends on if you're a mama's boy or something like that, but I couldn't I'm a straight like this. I'm big on making my family my family, so I don't carry that over. I tell everybody what happens in my household is my household.
Exactly.
So I'm gonna be you cannot even be a stand up man if you're saying that somebody is, without talking about from the man's view, if you're letting somebody be an alpha influence, family or not, you know what I mean, dictate how your family go. It can't happen.
Okay, clap it up for that one, clap it up. That's true. That's what I say. I'm sorry. You gotta take the bull by the horn as the men in the relationship. Like, listen, this is not gonna happen. This is my mate. You know what I'm saying? Again, without being disrespectful, it can be handled.
It wouldn't even come close, man. I can tell y'all a story, man. But you know, you gotta buy the DVD. It's in stores, call. I'm not just a doorman. Check out the story. No, I'm just joking. I had a similar situation with my grandmother. And my grandmother was more like, I guess she was more like, didn't want to see me leave. And I was more maybe like the male figure to her and stuff like that. So my grandmother told my wife some foul stuff. Like, I don't know, one time she was like this. Now, come on, keep it real, chick. You know you're going to be with her for too long.
What?
Oh. She said, you know how you do. She's like, you know how you do.
I'm telling you, I said that, how people can sabotage something, start something that's not even there, or go digging up stuff that's not even necessary, that really has nothing to do with the relationship you're in now, because they're afraid of losing the control or the company or whatever that you had going on. You understand what I'm saying? So,
you know what? When you talk about that, you got to think. So are you going to act like this towards every female or male, you know, depends on the man or woman. Are you going to act like that towards every person that I deal with?
Right, right. Everybody that come into play.
It's not that person, it's you.
Yep.
Some
people need to do a lot of soul searching. Like, listen, where am I at? You understand what I'm saying? I'm messed up in the game right now. I need to change my ways. But again, because, again, only you can do that. I can't do that for you. I can't change the way you think. I can't change. I can't control how you act. And, you know, that's a common sense thing right there. And, again, a lot of people like it.
I just hope that nobody's on the line saying anything opposite, because I want to ask. I'm trying to question, is them things hanging in between the legs?
That would have come
from it, right? How big are the things swinging?
Ooh. I don't know. Y'all know I've been on so many topics where y'all dog me for being an alpha male, but there's some things I hold some standards to. I still believe in chivalry. I still believe in opening up doors for people. You know what I mean? I understand about, you know, being a person that's talking to place. I don't let no man talk to my wife and engage in a conversation. But you know, certain days you over, you know what I mean, is that you're supposed to have some type of, I held on to some values. And that's
right,
one
right.
of them. I will not let anybody, you know what I mean, put her in a position where she feels as though that I'm not a security, no security blanket for her. Like,
Uh-huh. Well, see, we were just saying that as well, that there are still stand-up people in the world. You understand what I'm saying? It takes some people a little longer than others to mature, naturally, but there are still good people in this world that actually has some kind of common courtesy, that has respect. You understand what I'm saying? And still has some kind of value when it comes to their relationship.
Right. And that's that'd be the one thing about how my wife, my wife just got back in the car. Hey, Kay, let me see your wig, baby. y'all can just imagine the look that she just gave me. She ain't messing with me today. She said she's so through with me. I don't know what I did, y'all. I'm in trouble. But some things I do, like, some things I do with her, she still say I'm not overbearing as a man. So y'all already know, I already told y'all what she did. You remember? Y'all remember? Female doggy dog. Y'all remember?
ignorant female doggy dog.
You remember what she called me? I remember.
Now you displaying your baby wipishness. Oh, baby wipish.
I like that word right now. Your baby wipishness.
Yeah.
Yo, we gotta get that on t-shirt. Why is you acting so baby wiper?
You know what? He cut it out.
Y'all gonna hear him. He gonna be talking. All of a sudden he gonna be quiet.
Uh-huh.
You gonna hear nothing from him, cause she gonna handle that in a few
seconds. She gonna check up for talking about her wig, number one.
Exactly.
So, hold on, come on, let me fix this. When we made wig up here,
Yeah,
her wig done, you know.
Yeah, we know
how
men address it.
Oh, I don't mean like an actual, like, you know, the things that sit on the
No, we know you're just talking about the hair, period. See, we don't get baby wipish. We don't get baby wipish when you talk about our stuff.
She do.
We not that sensitive.
Hey, look, I'm going to fix this, though, because tonight, I got some watermelon, some cookie cream ice cream, and some Moscato. You know what I'm saying? So she good.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
I mad at
that. That sounds good.
I know that's right. Put a little graham cracker crust on top of that ice cream.
Look. Don't do that to her. Don't do that to her.
You ain't good. You in business. Stop
you put
playing.
That graham cracker ice cream on. We both going to sleep. Ain't nothing happening. Hey, listen, I'm talking about right now. Quality time for us. Just the day together. We ain't got to do nothing. We just like, by our schedules, I work at night, daytime. When we come together, Wednesdays is sacred. You know, we want to go to sleep.
Talk about this.
I tell you right now, I told you I got that new bed for my birthday.
Martin and Gina in the building. Martin and Gina is in the building. You're going to be having to get that wig done tomorrow. Call Shanae name.
She said, call Shanae name.
Anyway, folks, we are on the line with Love Fantasy, GQ Palace. 646-200-3838. Press that 1 and get in on this with this GQ family right now. we got very interesting topics going on tonight. We want to know how you dealing with things. What'd you say, Chicky?
I'm so
sorry. I better have radio etiquette. You got no one to come in. I was trying to wait for the break. So I was saying, like, you got to take a topic.
You said pick a topic.
The second topic.
I apologize. I got you. Okay, the second topic is, how do you enter into a new relationship without all the old baggage?
Before we answer that, we're going to go to a song.
We're going to do good song. So hold the thought, hold the line. We will be back after this song.
Yeah. Forces join forces. Let's go. Reminisce on what we had, but I can't help but count the ways you've been there for me, and I don't think you know how much you mean to me, cause I hold you tight, cause it feels so right, cause for me to you, cause all I wanna do is
see the smile back on your face,
and
you know just how much of love in the morning, always see you through. What have I done for you? I should pull you close to me, have you see how much I love you, thankful for all that you do. I hope I see the smile on your face, because you know how much
hit y'all like it hit me?
Yes.
I was in my grandmother's living room just now.
Oh, Lord. Throw your hands in the air, right, Chickie? Like, oh, Lord, thank you.
like this. Mommy got company.
Johns and Divas, we are going to our second half of the show right now, and as you know, they've added a new segment to the show, which is called Finish the Phrase with our Diva Rachel.
Yes.
At this point, I'm going to turn it over to Miss Diva Rachel and do what you do, baby.
Thank you. Now, before we do finish this phrase, I know we were asking Sticky Chick the second. What are ways that you can not bring?
Yeah, how do you enter into a new relationship without the old baggage?
Mm-hmm.
I guess it all depends on how your relationship ended, right? I mean, if that's one of the criteria, like you just can't. It's kind of hard for me to answer it because, like, you know, the situation I've been in, but I know how I felt before about having my heart broken and being in relationships where, you know, I felt as though I was putting in a lot and the other person wasn't. So I'm always been a person that can move on, you know what I mean? One of my bad things about me is I can easily forget something. Like, we could have been chilling 2 years ago. I see you, I kind of forget your name and where I knew you from because of my many travels, you know? I've traveled all over the world. That's an inside joke. Y'all know about that.
We know. We got you. We can read between the lines.
I don't know. I guess it all depends on the love of that person. Like, I mean, I guess it depends on how that other person is treating you. You know, a lot of things I see that I can't relate to. A lot of people be in a relationship just to be in a relationship. A lot of people just with people to be with people. I've never understood that, like if you anybody that I ever cared about, they still care for me. I still care for them some type of way, and we still kind of cool. Where, you know, I can't be too cool because I'm married, but I know if I see that person still have a smile on their face, be happy to see me. So, you know, the things that I would bring from my own relationship ain't nothing but good. It wouldn't be baggage. It'd be things that, you know, to help another less person.
Okay. All right. Well, you're actually kind of blessed because not everybody, you know, most relationships that I know don't end on a good note. You understand what I'm saying? So it's like their trust factor is destroyed somewhere where they're going into this new relationship thinking about this, what the old person did to you. Like, oh, I'm not putting up with that. But that's not the type of person you're dealing with now. You understand what I'm saying? Uh-huh. So you have to, again, find some kind of happy place before you even step over into that new relationship. So,
yes,
on that note, we're going to give it to Rachel. And
Yes.
Okay. Ready, Rachel? I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. Guys and Divas, I am ready. Are you ready?
Yo, yes.
For the Finish the Phrase segment of the show. Finish this phrase. I get off of work, I walk into my house, and several members of my family are all in my living room. I'm thinking it's a surprise party, so I got a smile on my face. They tell me I need intervention, I need to leave my mate.
Oh, shoot. I'm everybody out. Shoot.
Come on, goodbye.
Now this is the part. This is the part where you start busting people to the white meat because you're gonna have to. You're gonna have to because not everybody gonna leave quietly. You know what I'm saying? They're not gonna leave quietly. Otherwise, they wouldn't have came there without you even being there. They're not leaving quietly. So, you know, it might be some furniture moving around in there.
But they know.
Oh,
they
God.
I would go off. You would have to go.
That's crazy. Like, I don't know what possessed y'all to come in here, but he lied to you, and y'all got to kick rocks. Y'all got to kick rocks. Listen.
One by one. But everybody, you ain't got to go home, but you're getting the HOELL out of here.
Uh-uh, the devil's a lie.
You got to go. I would finish that phrase.
It's not happening. It ain't going down, not at my address.
No, thanks.
But you know what? It's funny because you, not for nothing, you do have like some mother-in-laws and stuff like that that are like that, that are so possessive that they feel because that's their child or whatever that they can do that. Oh, this is my son, my child, my daughter. You know what I'm saying?
That's how I came up with this because my ex's family, my in-laws, did that to him.
Oh gosh!
All right. So I thought of it when you told me the topic.
It's a good one.
Yeah, I said okay. I got a good finishing phrase. That's the good thing about this show. That's the good thing about this show. Those who are listening online that haven't called and pressed one, or those who have called and not in pressed one, we're speaking the truth. We're speaking from experience. This is not scripted. This is not told to us by anyone else. This is experience. This is real life.
Right, right.
Here.
These are real stories. And this is, that's what I be saying. Like, this is some real stuff. And this stuff happens. Like, not just on Love and Hip Hop. This stuff really be happening.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
In real life.
This is not Jocelyn Hernandez. We're not the Puerto Rican princess.
We're not talking to Stevie.
Stevie, go get my contract. Tell your Molly Mae, go clear my apartment and get my contract. No, that's not happening.
Those are a bit much right there because at the end of the day, I mean, how you just going to bogart your way, you know, into my home?
Yeah. And take over somebody else's property. Could you please leave my premises?
And that furthermore let me know that I needed to walk the heck away.
He can go with them while they all leaving. He can march right out with them.
Pay attention to all of those red flags. We have Kim on the line right now, y'all. Kim, are you there? Kim?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi, Kim. Welcome to the GQ Pals Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad. How are you?
Hi. Hey, Diva.
Hey.
And Dons.
We don't want to forget about the Dons.
Oh, no, not at all.
Yeah.
Have you heard our topics for the evening, Miss Kim?
No, I didn't. I'm sorry. I just turned in.
That's okay. Well, I will gladly give them to you. Our first topic is how do you handle a relationship where your mate's family don't get along with your mate? Where your family don't get along with your mate? Deep, right?
But it happens to me. So my thing was just had to like figure out why they didn't get along first, you know.
Right.
What was the problem? Could it be, you know, a difference in opinions, or did I run my mouth to my family about my mate and then that made them feel some kind of way?
Uh-huh.
You know, I had to like pretty much reevaluate my situation, you know.
Okay.
And they pretty much was right. They're like, listen, no good for you. Like, bad pick, no good. You know, whatever you saw in him, I don't see in him for you. But you just watch and see, you know. And I watched and I did see, and he's no longer my mate.
Right. I don't watch.
Stand-up type of person. That stand-up personality.
That stand-up person right there.
Yeah.
You know?
And you know what? They could also be giving you a heads up about that the person in her family. You know, I never looked at it like that. They could know that this person is not even good for you, even though you would have to be the one to find out. But at the end of the day, they could be letting you know, acting like they don't like you, but at the end of the day, they really do care for you, trying to show you, hey, this is not a good thing for you.
Uh-huh.
Right. You know, what I did was I made the mistake in telling my family too much information. You know.
I was getting ready to say,
you know,
you made a great...
argument, know, the disagreements, you know, I'm venting to my family instead of, like, venting to, like, a close friend that I know not that's not going to use it against me, you know.
Right,
so
right.
I made that mistake. So, of course, when they get my side of the story, it's kind of like, okay, well, why are you tolerating it? You know, like, why don't you
right.
do this? Why don't you do that?
Right.
You know, but they never said, okay, well, leave him. You know, they were just like, you know what, you wait and see, and you figure it out for yourself. But just everything
right.
that you're saying, you know, with your experience and what you've been through so far, you're going to figure it out. And I did, you know, but I
yep.
gave them what they for me.
Yep. Sometimes that just takes a while. You have to see things for yourself. A lot
yes.
of times when you are venting, and now that was a good point that you made, that how sometimes you can say too much and people will use it against you. But sometimes
oh, yeah.
you're venting, all you do is need somebody to listen. I don't
right.
need you really to say anything or, you know, tell me anything. I just need you to listen right now. You understand what
but
I'm saying?
But
so,
then again, like she said, you know, you can't always take your problems to your family or say different things. Because
right.
you two guys may be together, but then your
right.
family is looking at this dude or female like, you know what? I remember what she told me he did or said. You know, they
right.
still have animosity.
Yeah,
so,
right.
You know, that's why, like you said, Kim, you have to be careful of what you go back and say to
right.
your family about
right.
it.
Right, right,
you know,
because they end up becoming judgmental.
If you something, but then the first thing you holler, well, don't say nothing to them. Well,
right.
don't tell me.
right.
If
right.
you don't want no reactions out of me, don't tell me.
Well, see, that's my mother's motto. If you don't want me to say nothing, don't tell me.
Yeah.
She sticks
yeah.
by that motto, you know. But
and
again, sometimes
thing.
You just need somebody to listen. I just need somebody to listen to me. I don't.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not here for you to pass judgment on anybody or whatever. I just need you to listen. You
but
know, if I really need that kind of advice, I would seek spiritual help or some kind
uh-huh.
of professional help.
Right.
Or
but my mother and father's thing was, I didn't put you together. I ain't gonna be the one to take you apart.
I hear that.
Yeah, you know, you got
I
your
hear that.
You're going to get yourself out of it. That's just like if you get in trouble, hey, the same way you got yourself in it, you're going to get yourself, you got to get yourself out of it.
Yeah.
And the same thing goes for a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
who am I to say that, well, I don't like my son's girlfriend because she's white, you know?
Right.
Well,
uh-huh.
which she is, but anyway, or because he's with her.
Right.
Yeah.
You
well,
can't do that.
Yeah, you
you know,
you
just
really can't.
Just because you can, it's not right. It don't make
right.
it right just because you can.
Right,
you don't just
right.
like that person. You
right.
know, give me a reason why you don't like me.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Well.
And then if you don't like me like that, the best thing to do, just stay away from me.
Just keep it moving, that's all. Just keep
right.
it moving. You know.
I mean, even at family
note,
gatherings.
Yeah.
Hey, you don't have to communicate with me. I'm not there to please you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm there to support my man, my husband, or whatever he is.
Right, right, right.
Uh-huh.
Well, we have another topic, Miss Kim, that
all
I would
right,
like to
right.
give you. And the topic is, the next question is, how do you move on into a new relationship without bringing old baggage?
I would have to say you have to make sure that the old relationship is over.
It's done.
You know, you got to make sure that the old relationship is over where there's, you know, no reason to communicate like that, you know, or, you know, you pretty much got to make sure that you had your closure with it, you know.
Right, right.
So get your closure and stick with your closure and leave it at that to me.
Right,
you know?
Right.
That's
definitely have
to
have, you definitely have to have that closure. Otherwise, you will be carrying all that other stuff over. And then,
yes.
again, that's where your trust is totally at the bottom. You're not going to trust
right.
anybody else.
And
a lot of times
you
can cut your nose off to spite your face because
right.
of that old stuff.
Right, but, you know, you also can't compare the two either. You know,
right.
you can't end something and then go into the new relationship and be like, oh, okay, well, so-and-so used to do this way, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked it this way, or you should do it this way. You know, it's like, you can't compare the two. You have to know that, you know, you're doing something different with somebody new. And
right.
everything has to start from fresh, where both people are getting to know each other, and you have to kind of not forget about, but you kind of have to block out what
right.
you used to do and
right.
help this person better understand you, you know.
Well, because everybody's views are different.
Yeah.
And you can't compare that last relationship with the new one, because like you say, when you do, excuse me, when you do, there's the confusion right there, and it's gonna always be confusion. You know,
listen,
because what you did in the past, you know, you may look at it and do the same thing, but it may be so much better than it was before. You don't have to bring up what you did before.
Right, that's
let
right.
Let that be quiet. You know, just let it go.
Yes. Leave
and
that
be
in
like
the closet.
Yourself, like, hey, you know what? I remember I did this in the past, but I like this way better.
Mm-hmm.
Can I interject here? Can I interject?
Sure. Being that you asked like a gentleman, sure you can.
You see that business that you're talking about, the past relationship and leaving that baggage behind? Let me explain something to you. If you had a guy, every time he did it to you, he made you quiver, he made you shake, and he made you sweat. Hold on, listen to what I'm saying. That baggage about leaving that relationship behind is non-existent, because here's what's going to happen. Every time you see that person, whether it's in a supermarket, whether it's in a movie theater, you are going to start. I don't even want to get, you know, too graphic, but, you know, you're going to get
not
wet.
That's not true.
No, not all of these. I don't agree with that either. That's just a temporary thing. You might think about it for the moment.
The new one going to be doing me better, okay?
Oh, exactly. No.
I ain't going to even think about what he used to do. I'm concentrating on what the one is doing for me now.
Yes. I
wouldn't care where I've seen him. You won't get no harassment out of me. Because I'm going to be thinking anyway that the one I got now, it's no comparison.
But you know what, Dave? Also, you can think of it like this, though, at the end of the day. Whatever that person used to do to you obviously wasn't good enough for you to stay.
Hello.
You know what? Though, women are emotional creatures, and listen.
Oh,
in
there
fact,
we go. Women are.
You react on emotion.
No, listen. Men are too. Men are emotional creatures too, but they just have bigger egos. So that's don't just say that, because I know men. Men now are displaying more emotional things going on than women.
Those are not men. Those are perpetrators.
Men are emotional
you,
too.
I agree with you. I
and y'all gossip more than women. Cut it out.
Yeah.
Those are perpetrators. Listen, those are perpetrators. Let me explain something to you.
So you saying it's not okay for a man to cry, Dave?
If it's okay for a man to cry, yeah, if my mother passed away or something like that, yeah.
No.
Oh, so you're just a hard person. You just got it.
Right.
Like, you know, your heart is like.
Why
you
the
know.
Man gotta be hard? Why the man gotta be hard?
Because he said he'll
cry.
No, but you know what? I think if the love of his life, I'm just saying, the love of his life was to break his heart. I know
he would shed tears.
Exactly.
Oh, please.
He would shed tears.
Like they said on Friday, he's going to cry in the car.
It's like he's going to a funeral.
No, but
you know, he's that's that ego in him.
Uh-huh.
That's why he's saying his mother.
That's what it is, Steve.
It's ego.
Ego's so high.
You got a big ego.
Because he got them things swinging between his legs.
But you know what? We know better.
Yeah.
But listen, Mike asked the question. He said, why does a man have to be hard? Mike was asking the question. Y'all ignored him. I can't understand.
No, we didn't ignore his question at all.
You see what I'm saying?
Because you're pretending right now. You're pretending that a man has no emotion, really. Time you cry is when
that's
your mom died or whatever.
Like,
No. Don't do that. Don't do
that's
that.
That's your interpretation.
What did he say, Mike?
If it's okay for a man to cry. You asked me a question. If it's okay for a man
to cry. Yeah, is it okay
for
a man to cry? You said only if his mom dies.
I didn't say only. I didn't say only. I said if
he surely
my mom
did. He said if his mom dies.
I didn't say only.
Okay. So what is another instance that a man will cry then?
If my teeth hurt, or if I got a toothache or something, you know?
Oh, my God. You know
what? Wait a minute.
Tell
you
me.
Got a toothache. Well, then that's being
listen, y'all saying the only, you're saying the only thing that'll make you cry is the death of a loved one. come
I've
on.
I've had plenty of toothaches.
F-O-H.
I had a tear drop down my eye a couple of times from a toothache.
Oh, but please. So, Mike, you've never shed a tear behind a loved one? A woman, your girlfriend, wife, or whatever?
Nah. I'll be out of anger.
Yeah, okay.
I ain't gonna lie. If I shed a tear, it's because I probably wanted to punch them in their face so bad I couldn't do it. Punch their head
because you were hurt. No, you cried because you were hurt now. Let's not let your pride get in the way now, Mike. Let's not let that pride get in the way. You know what they say about pride.
That's one of the problems that I have is that the men nowadays, they act like, you know, if they cry, you know, that makes them a punk or that makes
exactly.
them a punk or whatever the case may be. I think that a lot of them are not in touch with their sensitivity side. They're being
feminine.
You know what?
They're feminine.
They have to get their nails manicured. I'm just saying. You don't
got
to do the eyebrows.
You know what?
Exactly.
Because y'all say that. But then when a man constantly cries, y'all want to be like, oh, man.
You ain't got to constantly cry. Man, I ain't going for that one.
No, we ain't saying constantly, Mike. Don't put words in our mouth now.
Let's say the man, somebody in his family member passed, he cried. Then a week later, he loses his relationship. He cried. Then it happens that he lost his job. He cried. You don't be like, hey, yo, why you always crying for everything? We just cried for a man crying.
He's just a sensitive man. That's all. He's just sensitive. That doesn't mean he's not a stand-up man. Like, he don't recognize his manhood because he cries. You understand what I'm saying? Don't mix the two. Don't do that.
Yeah, and then too, you don't know what this person have overcame in life. You know, until you walk in that person's shoes, you don't know. You know, but I hate to see a man cry. You know, because I know he's hurt. He ready to hurt somebody.
Sense of emotion. Somebody want no man. I got the true face all the time, and
that's just not happy.
Come on now, like hello.
Right.
Do you have feelings? Do you have emotions? I'm sorry. Is there a sincere side of you that's gonna shed at least one tear? Let it be one drop or something.
Come on, y'all want like those
even if it's a fake tear.
Wait. What did you say, Mike? We like what?
Y'all like the roughnecks.
Only at certain hours of the day. Only at certain hours of the day we want them roughnecks. Come on now. We want a gentleman. We know ain't nobody perfect.
With a roughneck ain't gonna cry.
That's what y'all want.
Hey, Mike.
No, that's
Mike.
A roughneck ain't gonna cry like that.
When I was younger,
he gotta be just like you and Dave with that ego struck. Y'all ego struck.
Yeah, they like that.
Y'all don't even believe what's coming out y'all mouth right now. I think y'all slick. Yeah, it's okay.
We're on a radio,
so they can't, you know, tell the truth.
They gotta mask it a little bit. You know?
And this,
Why do you think the male species is called masculine? Because they're always covering up something. You understand what I'm saying? That's where masculinity comes from.
Look, you said masculine.
You're getting confused with masculine.
Man and ass.
Say that again?
You're getting confused with masculine and masculine, okay?
But no, Mike and Dave, y'all probably saying that because your significant other probably right beside you, your wife, girlfriend, or whatever. So you
no,
know,
mine
you
ain't right beside me.
And be
so,
like,
hey.
I don't cry for nothing.
Mine
not when it comes to her
style and how I get down.
Whatever.
Listen, on a real note, my tears dried up years ago. You know what I'm saying? And I'll tell you what, that's what you say about that baggage. My tears dried up years ago. I said, years ago, I'm not going to be crying over nobody to leave me because you know what? It was meant to be that they go their own separate ways. So why am I crying? Mm-hmm. I'm rejoicing right now. You feel what I'm
so
saying?
So you have cried before.
But
you've
cried before.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
That was about 4 years ago.
You did cry before. And it wasn't because of your mother.
You know?
She cried. It wasn't because of your mother.
See, I was in Pampers. My mother, I said, Mommy, I got to get my new Pampers. You know, out there crying,
cut it
my
out.
Bottle and stuff, you know?
You can't even admit to it. See, that's
all a part of the ego, not being able to admit. Like, that's
when all
you know
of my question instead of answering it.
Your pride will kill you. Do you know that? Your pride will cause you to starve. It's a lot of stuff that, you know, men are just so prideful. Like, you know, you have to hide your pride for the right thing.
No, listen.
It's okay,
it's hard,
Dave,
for you to understand. It's hard for you to understand, but you got to understand what I've been through. You don't understand. You see, everybody's life is different.
Right,
your life
right.
does not. Your life does not echo mine. What
right,
I've been through,
right.
what I've been through, and the things that I've experienced. You have not experienced. So when I say to you, my tears are no longer effective, that's what I mean. It's
oh,
not
that's
a matter
fine.
Of,
listen, that's and that's your thing.
That's
your thing. You, if you're all cried out, Lisa Nicole Jam, all cried out, then hey, you're all, that's your
it.
Story. That's your story. You're the author of that book. You understand
what
I'm saying?
And I'm sticking with it.
Okay. That's your story. You're sticking to it. But don't make it seem like...
What is Mike in the background saying? Why he gotta be quiet out like Lisa Nicole Jam? Why he gotta be
quiet
out like DMX? Where my dog at? Why
is that? Because it fits a little better. And that song fits a little better than where my dog's at. Come on now, we have songs for that. We got some thugged out songs for that.
Look,
you know what I'm saying?
At?
We got Jay-Z making the song cry and all kinds of stuff. Like, listen, we got this stuff.
Wait. He gonna say where my dog's at? I don't know. Probably in jail waiting for you.
Like Drake said, they're at the bottom. They starting at the bottom. That's where your dog's at.
And look, they in jail all crying out. They in jail crying. Oh, I should have did it to her. Oh.
Well, I guess Lisa Nicole Jam.
Yo, you my baby mom's. My baby mother. Stop playing.
Baby mother.
No, you stop. Y'all stop playing.
Okay, it's so funny.
You know y'all have shed plenty of tears, poor babies.
So what was
it's
the,
okay.
What was the
it's okay to
phrase?
Cry.
What was that?
We're going to have to do finish the phrase real quick. Okay, you ready,
right.
Kim?
Yeah, ready.
Go ahead, Rach.
Hello, can you all? Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Okay, I got this earpiece. I mean, you know what? Ever since I got this thing, I just don't know how to use it. Okay.
It goes in your ear.
All right. Yeah, but when I say certain things, I'm trying to talk to y'all, and this thing commands a certain thing. It'll try to call a different person at the same time.
Yeah.
Like, oh, God.
It's hard, right?
Yeah, I should have got the cheap one. I shouldn't have got the expensive one. Okay, here we go. Finish this phrase. I get off of work, I walk into my house, and my family is, a bunch of my family members are in my living room. I'm thinking it's to surprise me for some reason. I have a big smile on my face. They tell me I need to leave my mate. I need an intervention. I would.
Wow. Stop picking everybody up and throwing them out the door. Everybody got to go. But my first question I'm going to ask is, how did you get into my house?
Yeah.
Who
everybody
let
had
you
a secret
in?
Key.
Who let you in? And if he let you in, I'm throwing everybody
He's
out.
Going
now, everybody
too.
Get out.
Yeah, start
Ooh,
with him.
I'm with
even letting him in. Start with him. You got to go, my dude.
And matter of fact, I'm calling the locksmith right now and having the locks changed.
And that's when he should start singing, Where My Dog's At. There you go, Mike.
All right, listen. All right,
see
here
that
we go.
Outside
you want to
hear
a man cry?
Up.
You
want to
hear a man cry?
You
want to
hear a man cry? Dave, you're not crying.
Hey, Mike, they want to hear a man cry, Mike. I'm going to finish
not
the
no
sentence
fakeness.
For you. I'm going to finish the sentence for you, okay? I come home. I open my door. And there's a bunch of family members in the house. And they surprised me. And they told me that they don't like my mate. Okay, let's flip it up a little bit. I come to the door. After the fact, I'm on the phone now with the 911 operator. Hello? Hello?
911 operator.
Yes, it's the operator, right? I came through the door. I don't know who it was. They turned on and they jumped me and I just started shooting.
Oh my gosh, Dave, you are too much. I can't with you, I'm telling you.
Oh my God.
You must be sitting on the poolside with that umbrella drink again.
Again.
You poolside with that umbrella drink.
I think drunk some of that, what's that you put in? Chlorine. The chlorine.
Actually, I have a salt water pool. I don't use chlorine.
Oh, nice, yeah.
Yeah.
Salt water pool.
But yeah, you want to get milk right now? I just cried for you.
He said
that was a terrible cry. Whatever you do, just keep that to yourself, okay?
Yeah. 60-day job. 60-day job, Dave. 60-day job.
Kia's on the line, y'all. Hold on. Kia is on the line. Kia.
Oh, we have Kia in the building. What's good, Kia?
Hey, guys.
Hi. Oh, we don't need all that. Hi, Kia.
Hi, guys. How is everybody?
Good. How's it going?
Good.
Have you heard our topics for this evening?
No, I was trying to hurry the call, so I didn't know.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad you got through, and, you know, before the time go, I still plenty time for you, though. But our first topic is, how do you handle a relationship with a person that the family doesn't like your mate? Your family doesn't like them, your mate.
I always think the person that you're dating gonna have to be strong enough to tell your family members off. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't agree with your family members. You're gonna have to have a family. Say for instance with me, there's no way anybody in my family gonna talk about my mate because I'm telling everybody in my family off. So you know, you gotta have somebody like that. Either they gotta problem with him, then they're gonna have to deal with that. But right now, he's in the family. He's gonna be in the family.
Yeah. That's my man, and I'm sticking to it.
Right. So you're going to have to accept him or don't say nothing, you know.
Right. But just don't be disrespectful. We're not going
to do that. You don't have to have a conversation. Just be hello and goodbye. You ain't got to get all up in his face.
I got a question in relevant to that. Now, if this thing was to continue, right, just say that mate and that family member is not getting along at all. Would you stop dealing with that family member or stop going around that family member because of that?
It depends on like my brother girlfriend. I don't like her, but
right.
I have to deal with it. You know, as far as, she comes around, she so desperately wants to be in the family. It's like, every time she comes around, it's like, you know, we just like, you know, it's just like a little joke in our family. But does she pee when you pee? Like, every time you turn around, like, it's like glue and glue. So we always joke in our family. It's like, you know, I mean, I don't care for her. And I got to pray more on that situation because she really knows that I don't like her, so I got to pray on that situation.
Yeah, but I mean,
I
really for everybody. I mean, you know,
because,
really, how would you deal with that?
I'm
the bad person to even deal with that. Right now, I can't even deal. Believe me, I have to pray because she definitely, she definitely knows I don't like her.
Right.
Yeah,
you
know
but see, like I said, at the end of the day, you know, you got to look at what about these the families that are small. You know what I'm saying?
And that's the difference. My family is big.
So you know, you have to look at it like that too. So
yeah.
You know, where do we draw the line?
Right. I mean, I'm not disrespectful. My thing is, when I come into a situation and she's around, I say, hello, everybody. I don't single nobody out because I'm not going to say, hey, Tori, hey, no, because I'm, hello, everybody.
Right.
I don't go in to speak to certain people. I say, hello, everybody. How's everybody doing? No, I'm guilty. No, I'm not going to have no conversation with her. No, she better not ask me where I get my shoes from. Or, oh, I like your pocketbook because I'm not going to answer her. You know, that's how we. But I gotta tell that's what you got to give me.
Yeah, just stay away from me, you know, if you know
that we have no kind of
life. It's just like I don't have to be around her. You know what I'm saying? With you, we know like little family, family function. She's on one side or whatever, because, you know, my brother's a little bit, because me and my brother are close, but he's different in age, but he's a little pissed by because of the fact that I don't like her, I don't care for her, I'm not big on her or whatever.
It's not affecting you in his relationship.
But see, the only thing about that is me and him bond. She can never break because if she, you know, he gets mad because I don't invite her to certain things or we have certain things. And like, well, you gonna ask yourself, well. It's not only me. I'm like, he really, everybody don't like her, so why we invite her? He got mad when I said that. Are you kidding me, kid? No, I'm kidding. We don't like her. So he didn't, he was like, but it was even one that he wasn't talking to me, so he called me. So, you know what, I'm going to take care. You know what, I'm praying about the situation. So I'm praying about the situation.
Mm-hmm. A lot of times that's all you can do because.
I pray about it. Yep.
Again, you can't control what anybody else does.
I can't control it. I pray about it and I keep it moving. I'm never disrespectful. Can't say I'm disrespectful. No, I'm not going to have a conversation with her. No.
Well, see, that's the main thing you pray about is to control yourself. Is to control my character. Lord, just let me stay in my place.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be out of line. I don't. You know what I'm saying? We don't want
no
kind of chaos. Out of
rag, but we don't do that, and I don't do that because my mother does not do that. My mother does not play with that. She does not.
Yeah.
You know, long as we ain't stuck to see fun. She, my mother don't do play with that. You definitely get told off if something like that happened at the family function. I speak like, hello everybody. How's everybody doing? That's all I do.
Yeah, and that's it.
I go to my little conversation over here to the other cousins, but we over here. Yeah, we over here talking about her. Yeah, way over there.
Oh, Lord. Well, kid, the second part of our show tonight is how do you enter into a new relationship without the old baggage?
I'm going to go through that, y'all. I bet about that later. But I'm about to go through that car. I'm about to go through it now.
Are you? You about to go through that now?
Like a new relationship.
Yeah, you about to go into a new relationship.
Yeah.
You got to figure out how you're going to enter into that new relationship without that old baggage.
The old baggage is real close to my family. Like, family functions, family. Like, we go to the same church.
I'm going to say something.
My mother would say that, yep, but you'll know.
Well,
that's what I am. Yeah. And I always have to constantly, but when I, like I said, when I'm coming to a presence and I know it's a presence I don't want to be in, and I always say, Lord, you know, you know, bottom of my tongue, Lord, I know, you know, and I always have to say a little quick prayer. And I want to just look at me and shake my head. Like, you ready? I'm like, yeah.
We're gonna have Rachel do the finish the phrase segment for you.
Okay.
So, okay.
You ready, Kia? Yes, I am.
Okay. Finish this phrase. I get off of work. I walk into my house, and my family is a bunch of my family are in my living room. So I got a big smile on my face. I'm thinking, okay, they're going to surprise me with something nice or whatever. Well, come to find out, they're here to tell me that I need intervention. I need to leave my mate.
I'm cursing everybody out. That's me. I'm trying to pull all of them in my house off. That's my nature. I am. I'm sorry. That's my mother. Always got to be like, you always got a woman before we go somewhere. Can you just sleep on Faye? Just, you know what? Let's just go there, have a nice time. And we see her. My mother always got to tell me because I don't believe in going home and talk about nobody. You know how everybody goes somewhere, let me go home and talk about. I believe we need to talk about them while they're there so they'll know we don't like them and know we don't have to go get them. They don't have to bite us no more somewhere. And that always has been a bad habit of mine. Mom's like, oh my God, did you just say what she just said? She's like, yep, you did. I always believe in them. Don't go home and talk about people. I never go home and talk about people. You're going to know why we're there, why I'm not coming again, and why I never come to none of your functions. You're going to know why. You know why you don't come to none of my functions? Because I never liked you. I don't know why you even sit to the same place.
I
don't believe in holding stuff in. You shouldn't have to go home and talk about somebody. Don't go. Just tell them why they're there.
Don't be superficial about it. If you go on and do it, go on and do it expeditiously.
Don't bring me flowers when I'm there. Bring them to me when I can smell them.
That's crazy. But it's serious because, again, a lot of people, when they get into relationships, if they're family oriented, they value what their family thinks, you know. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times the family has this stronghold on them that they don't want to let go when they get into this relationship with somebody else. They feel like somebody's cutting in on their time or something to that effect, where they just envy this person. They're really jealous of them, but they're not. Naturally, nobody admits to being jealous to anything. So that's like the bottom line right there. Like, they're just jealous.
You gotta be jealous of anybody. You can't even be jealous of nobody. It's a waste of time being jealous of somebody because you don't want to see anybody have.
Right.
I agree with you.
I don't care what somebody has. You shouldn't even have to be jealous of nobody.
I agree with you.
Okay.
That deserves a hand clap in itself.
Mm-hmm. Let me
tell you why I agree with you. I was in a relationship with a young lady, and her family did not like me, and I'll tell you why. Because I brought reality to her. I brought reality to her existence. Her mother used to hit up for money. Her sister used to hit up for money. Her brother used to hit up for money. Everybody in the family used to hit up for money because, you know, she was doing well. So, the mother needed car insurance. The brother got to pay this. You know, it was a constant thing. So I said to her, look, you know, this is really what's going on. When she realized what was going on, she kind of started to distance herself, you know, from the finances and keep doing what she was doing. So they resented me for that. Okay, so the jealousy came in. And I'm in a relationship, and she's now being schooled on what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
So there is jealousy in a relationship when you have someone
that.
So that's where the jealousy came into part. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You can have your own mate be jealous of your funds. Your own mate could be jealous of you.
I'm sure your mate could be jealous.
But I don't understand the reason why. But you're right. I wouldn't even understand the reason. But with Vince's whole family, they didn't like me. But see, I'm a little different. I care less. I don't care what nobody's thinking. I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I'm mean. My brother's a kid. He's just playing. I don't care if they don't like me. I'm with it. His sister's wedding. He was in a wedding. I didn't go to the wedding. My family was like, you're not going to the wedding. No, but you know what she would probably have me sit? She didn't like me. You know what she probably have me sit near the bathroom, near somewhere else. And what she did, I wasn't going to that wedding. So I didn't go. And to this day, my family was upset that I didn't go because he wanted me to go to the wedding. They were like, Kia, you tell me you're not going to go? No.
Yeah, ain't no need of being fake about it if that's how you feel.
I don't know, people get so mad about you trying to be, it's like, what I'm doing is I'm wrong. I believe they're like, can you call my God? I never know how to kiss ass. I don't know how to be fake. I can't help it. My parents didn't teach me that. Blame them. I just don't get it. I have to blame them.
I agree. I definitely agree with you with that.
I can't do it. I don't know how to do it. I can't. There's just no need. I'm not going to be spoony, and then at the end of the day. And then after the fact, what's going to happen is you and your mate going to end up getting into this quarrel. Once the situation is done, y'all going to end up arguing because something went on that shouldn't have. You know what I'm saying? So an ounce of prevention is worth more than a pound of cure any day.
Exactly.
So I'm just going to alleviate myself from the situation so that way it ain't no problem. Everybody can stand their own ground. Like, they had their wedding, and I had my sanity.
But I have a question. How would you feel if your mate wanted you to be fake and phony about it? Open the code.
Well, that he would have to be checked on because, listen, why would you want me to step out of character for this little, this stuff or nonsense? You know what I'm saying? I mean, certain situations, I'm not going to say all situations. Now, if there was, again, something to where he needed my support, like a funeral or something.
Yeah, of course.
You know, something like that. But as far as sitting around socializing when I know these people don't like me, I'm not beefing that.
And that's exactly why I didn't go. And I didn't feel guilty. And my mother was a little upset because she said, I didn't raise you. I know you did, but Mom, he didn't say nothing, but he knew his sister, what his sister was planning. So he was like, listen, no, whatever, but I really want you to go. I said, I'm not coming. And they talked about me. They talked about me to a lot of celebrities that I knew that came back and said, told me. And I confronted his sister. She was like, well, I said, Michelle called me. I believe it's the horse's mouth. No. And she was like, oh, you know, that's my cousin. They ain't saying nothing else after that. When you grab that bull by the horns
and there's nothing else left to him, once you grab him by the horns, and his body just gonna do whatever. So you have to nip it in the bud. Like, this is not gonna go down like that.
I don't even know that. Don't sit around and be phony and go home and talk about people. I don't even go talk behind somebody's back. I don't do that. I'm gonna tell you right now, Bob, me and why I don't like you, and you ain't gotta worry about everybody be somewhere, because I'm not coming.
Yeah, it's crazy. But unfortunately, we are running out of time now. At this time right now, we're going to give everybody a moment to say their little final thoughts or whatever they think of our show tonight on our topic on this evening. And we're going to start. Being Mike, you are our first caller. We'll give you the first opportunity to give your final thoughts.
I miss Mike now. Are you still there? I'm going in my DMX voice.
He did not just do that. Where my dog's at? High five.
You are better than that one. Oh, my God. Ew.
Now, I'm going to tell you like this. If my family members don't like who I'm with, then, hey, they can kick rocks. But as long as I'm happy, I'm going to stay happy. Plain and simple.
Right. Right.
Okay,
plain
okay, okay. Thank you,
and
Mike.
If you don't want to bring baggage to the next relationship, the only thing I can say is keep it away. Because you can't hide what Mother Nature provides.
I know that's right. Okay, Dave. Dave, you have any final thoughts?
My only thought, and usually I take 5 minutes. I'm going to take one. I'm going to give Mike the other four. But here's my question. Why do my thoughts have to be little? You said, I'm going to let you say your little thoughts.
Oh.
Remember that just now?
Yeah, yeah. Listen.
Yeah.
We call them little because we are limited on time. We all have big thoughts. We just limited the time, so they're little.
Okay, but Divas, that was Dave's sensitive side.
Okay. Yeah, he's acting a little baby wipers right now. Backing a little baby wipers right now. He's
you know what? You know what?
Tantruming.
You saw right into that. Go ahead, Mike. Finish me off there, bro.
It's still going to be a little
like
girl. I don't care who you give it to.
My man Dave, what he's saying is the fact. And I stake a fact on Dave. This is how we say it. No hide, but Mother Nature provides. Kia, quiet.
You know what? Yeah. Kia, now it's your turn, Kia. Do you have any final thoughts?
No, you know what? Like I said, I'm guilty on the end with my brother's girlfriend, and I have to pray about the situation. But you know, I have to always, you know, stay prayed up, and you know, ask God to brighten my tongue because I know how it can be. You know, I'm learning to be better because it's just harder for me to like to be thinking like, oh, go somewhere, and we know we don't even want to be there, but we just want to be able to be there. We don't really want to be there. So I'm learning. So you know, I have to pray more, and I do pray. I pray every day. So. That's it.
Okay. Follow that spirit. Let the spirit lead you.
I know.
You have a problem.
Okay. We have Kim. Kim, do you have any final thoughts? Kim, are you there?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have any final thoughts?
Turn it right.
Oh, yeah. First and foremost, I want to thank God because if it was not for if it was me, if he was not there, we would not exist. I want to thank GQ Palin, our CEO and exec, and I want to thank my divas, T and Angie. I want to thank y'all for doing a wonderful show with me. I want to thank y'all for being my fellow divas. I want to thank the callers, Mike, Dave, Chick, Kim, Kia. I want to thank the listeners. Please, next time, listeners, press 1. My final take on the topic. Wow, just know yourself. Know yourself. Respect yourself and have a foundation in whatever you do. I'm going to hand it on over to Miss Diva T.
Well, my thing with my final thought on the topic, first topic, is, you know, try to get along with your in-laws or whatever. If not, I mean, you know, at least keep it
simple
and keep it, you know, keep it moving. There's no sense in the nonsense arguing and all of that falling out with one another, because if you and that man going to be together, y'all going to be together. The extra baggage, don't bring it.
All right.
And thank everyone, you know, for tuning in tonight. And I ain't
going to be safe.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, I know. There's a lot of stuff going on in the background. But okay, this is your Diva Ange. And my final thought on the topic tonight is, at the end of the day, it's going to be you and that person when you're home together or whatever. We as a couple have to get a mutual ground to where everybody's going to respect what's around us or just not deal with us, period. So, you know, and as far as going into a new relationship with old baggage, don't do it. Don't go into a new relationship until that old baggage is in the trash, until you're comfortable enough to say that I'm done with that old situation. And again, I like to thank God. Again, like Rachel said, without him, nothing's possible. I thank him for the moment. And to Rich and Lavina, thanks for the opportunity. Thanks to all our listeners, to our callers, Kia, Mike, Dave, Kim. I thank my fellow divas, T and Rachel. Again, we had an awesome show tonight, and I hope everybody, feel big enough to come back next week. I'm waiting on Dave to blow me up next week because he didn't do it tonight. You know, I enjoy every moment again, and thanks again for joining in to GQ Palace Love Fantasy with your Diva Squad. Juices.
You can come to the palace if you want to. A crew server with the truth that'll hurt you. Run it over, tell them haters it's your curfew. If the palace royalty is a virtue, you can come to the palace if you want to. A crew server with the truth that'll hurt you. Run it, go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace royalty, it's a virtue.
Walk from Reno to Chester into the palace. Better check your matters for fine divine savage. Not average, Sonny, I'm rich money. A king among men from sin to pure ugly. Hug me polite, Levine, I spit wine. And turn it back to water, your order, order mine. Reality relationship, you better get a grip. KL and Tiffany, the magnificent. God omnipotent, Sunday spiritual. I'm so polite when I enter it. Miserable, so visual, the mayor, the player. I press the rose from my garden to my heat there. New York Nixon, my queen is a vixen. 1257, now pure glisten. Love life loyal, my point is pure oil. My phone keeps ringing from dudes, house spoil.
You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough with the truth that'll hurt you. Run it over, tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue. You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough with the truth that'll hurt you. Run it, go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue.
Love, entertainment, I name it and I claim it. Bring the gospel on that, turn us out, untainted. I'm a messenger of light, I'm sitting to the night. My poetry is pain, Eric Ben Ross right. Stepping to Dallas, I educate Alice. Old school to new school, playing pure ballad. Divinely inspired, birth to approve. This is a Diva Squad on the move. Rachel and TC, gotta take it easy. Start to feel good, real good when you need me. Rich money, I rhyme, survive all your lives. Most high too good, so I keep staying high. Why parable, GQ, not comparable. Out of line, disconnect, won't even air the fool. Street apostle, far from a fossil. Make a major move, GQ, with colossal.
You can come to the palace if you want to. A crew's thorough with the truth that'll hurt you. Run it, go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue. You can come to the palace if you want to. A crew's thorough with the truth that'll hurt you. Run it, go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue. You can come to the palace if you want to. A crew's thorough with the truth that'll hurt you. Run it, go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue. You can come to the palace if you want to. A crew's thorough with the truth that'll hurt you. Run it, go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue.